Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Robert Cray bringing us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Joshua Spodek. He's an adjunct professor at New York University. Also, he's a leadership coach for a lot of organizations, large and small. And he is the author of his third book. It's called Leadership, Step by Step, Become the Person Others Follow. Joshua, thanks again for being here. Joshua Spodek, SPODEK.net. Is that right, or .com?
JoshuaSpodek.com is my personal site.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And so, folks, they can find your blog post there as well?
Yeah. And then my online, my course site is SpodekAcademy.com.
Tell us about the Academy, quickly.
So what happened is that I noticed that everyone's teaching these courses, and they're teaching through lecture and case study and reading psychology papers. And that's not worthless. It's valuable. But it's not giving you the social and emotional challenges of experiential active learning. And so I created my courses to be experiential and active. The book is based on those courses. And so they're available online at that site, at Spodek Academy.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're talking about, folks, the book, Joshua's book, Step by Step, Leadership Step by Step, is literally broken into four key areas: understanding yourself, leading yourself, understanding others, and leading others. And we talk about understanding yourself, the self-analysis part of all this in the last segment. So let's talk about leading yourself. Now, that's an interesting thing. If I'm a leader, why do I need to lead myself?
Oh, man, you're the only person that you can't see from someone else's perspective, and that's how everybody else sees you. And you have to be able to improve yourself and change all the time. So it's about habit formation. It's about getting advice from other people in order to improve yourself. It's about developing an authentic voice so that you can speak authentically from the gut so that people don't have to wonder what you're getting at. And so, every leader that I know, they're constantly learning. I think the best leaders are like at the end of their careers, like, now I'm finally getting it.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, we talked in the previous segment about the self-analysis. It sounds like what you're saying there in leading yourself is, this is what the dog did when he caught it. He knew what to do with it, right?
If you're leading without knowing what you're going for, you can easily go around in circles. And
right.
You really have to step back and look. And, you know, the exercises are designed to give you a successful way of doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three, understanding others. Tell us about that.
Well, the first two units, most of my students, they find revelatory. They think, oh, my God, I'm learning so much about myself. A lot of what they're learning is about themselves in particular, but it's really what they're learning about the human emotional system in general. And so that unit takes what you learn in the first two and generalizes it and says what you learned about you was also, you learned a lot about people in general. And, I often say that, like, carpenters work with hand tools on wood, and plumbers work with their tools on pipes. Leaders work with human emotions on people. And so those are your tools, is what we all share in common, our emotions, our motivations.
Absolutely. These are really important points about, obviously, if you're going to be a leader, you got to understand how to get other people to follow you and who these people are, because they have their own dreams and desires too, right? And you're trying to not only lead followers, but turn them into leaders too, right?
Exactly. What you said is one of the key things. People come in, if someone's listening to this show right now, they care about their work. And everyone around them, they worked hard. They had to work on, you know, weekends. They had to go through rounds of interviews and so forth. Something's motivating them. If you try to tell someone what to do and don't know that motivation, they're going to resent you. They're
mm-hmm.
going to not want to work with you. If you
mm-hmm.
know those, if you have access to those emotions, you connect those to the work, they're going to work for the reasons they always wanted to. They're going to feel like they're working for themselves. And that's going to mean higher quality. They're going to work longer at making sure it's done. They're going to, since most leaders don't do that, they're going to, when they finish the project, they're going and they're stuck with someone who's just telling them what to do, they're going to want to come back and work for you again.
Right. All right, number four is leading others. Talk to us about that. Is this where the rubber meets the road?
For leading other people, that connecting to what we just talked about, if you don't have access to those emotions, it's really tough to lead people that way. So the challenge is, how do you get them to share those things with you? Because it makes yourself vulnerable to tell for me to tell you what I care about. So a lot of the core there is to behave and communicate in ways that other people feel comfortable sharing their emotions and motivations with you, which once you have them, you connect them to the task, and they feel inspired to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about it, someone told me a long time ago, you can't be a leader if you can't get others to follow you.
Yeah, and yeah, I often say, like Martin Luther King, he didn't get people to do things he wanted them to do. He got them to do things they wanted to do already. He gave them a way to see that if they did these things, it would get their goals accomplished.
And now you come back, we come back full circle to the servant leadership thing we touched on in the first segment. If you're going to get other people to follow you, if you're going to be a leader of other people, there's some element of this that has to be about subordinating yourself to them. They've got goals, they've got aspirations, and if you want them to work for the good of the whole, what they're focused on, what they want to do in their life needs to be part of this, doesn't it?
Yeah, they can pick up if you're trying to get them to do stuff just for you, it makes sense. Look, I know that this is going to help you, but how is it going to help me? Whereas
right.
If you put their interests first and it's clear to them how this is helping them, and you connect that to the task,
right.
Then they love it.
JoshuaSpodek.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. Leadership Step by Step is the book. Thank you, Joshua. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.